So, if we're doing it, what are we going to do as a management protocol? Well, many of you now, I think most units, are probably doing preoperative axillary ultrasound. Again, very interesting. This has evolved. It's come through a system with no proper trials of it, with no economic evaluation, just because the radiologist had the machine to hand and started using it. And it's interesting how in surgery you can get procedures coming in, really, with very little evidence for them. And there certainly is a potential for other imaging as well as ultrasound, CT, MRI, PET. And I know at the moment the Sheffield Group are looking at an overview of the role of these agents in a formal analysis to see whether they could actually replace sentinel node. It's one of the things that you could consider. If your imaging was good enough to pick up positive node, you might not need sentinel node. You just proceed direct to clearance. But at the moment, these imaging modalities are not there. So most people are doing preoperative ultrasound, biopsying any abnormal nodes. And by the way, that is mandatory. I don't think it's acceptable practice to ultrasound, say the node's abnormal, and do an axillary clearance. I know some units are doing that, and that won't last very long because the lawyers will be after you very quickly. So it's mandatory to biopsy. If it's positive, no problem, you do clearance. If it's negative, then you can do a sentinel node. It's available. I say cheap there, tongue-in-cheek. It's not cheap because it involves a consultant radiologist. So nothing's cheap and involves manpower. But basically, you can. There's a paper by Gillison there in EJSO. You can pick up around 25% of the positive nodes that are present in the axilla, saving 25% of sentinel node biopsies. But there is a widely varying sensitivity in the literature because ultrasound is very